Well, this morning we want to talk about a topic that has been identified as a very important one here in the area. Talking today with Gina Moulis, who's a community engagement coordinator, suicide prevention, and she's also involved with the Cass County Coalition for Mental Wellness. And that is specifically what we wanted to talk about this morning, is the local coalition. Gina, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us here this morning. You are involved in the Cass County Coalition for Mental Wellness. Why did you get involved?
Our office at the VA and the Omaha VA had received a call from a community member that was also a veteran, and they wanted to talk a little bit about what suicide prevention efforts could be done in their home county, which happens to be Cass County. And so we did meet in person and had a good discussion and decided that a coalition focusing on mental health would be a great idea. And so that's kind of what got the ball rolling.
So they kind of were looking to get a little bit of information, a little background from you to kind of see how they should get this going from the get-go, and then you were interested enough that you joined in.
Correct.
Very good. Talk a little bit about the work that the coalition does. What all is involved there? Because I know they're always looking for folks to get more involved.
Yes, our meetings are open to everyone that would like to attend and become a part of this great work in the community. And we are focusing on some general things, but then it also allows for a lot of areas of creativity to determine what type of activities the coalition could be involved in to improve mental wellness in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at, part of what we're following is the Cass County Community Health Improvement Plan, which one of the priorities of their needs assessment in Cass County was mental health focus. So that's, we are going to be working on better ways to improve mental wellness in Cass County.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the objectives? What are some of the goals? What are your targets as you continue to meet?
Some of our targets as we continue to meet, like I said, are stemming from that community health needs assessment. And those have been identified as looking at to identify any gaps in mental health services in Cass County and to establish a coalition to lead or guide mental health work in Cass County. So we've already partially met part of that with the coalition, but we will be looking at what services are available and what gaps are noted in the community. We also want to reduce stigma and increase support and understanding for both talking about mental health and also getting help.
Those are pretty ambitious goals. I mean, they're really hard to say, okay, we've reached this one now, because it seems like every time you take two steps forward, you identify something else that kind of sets you back a little bit.
Exactly. And there is one final one, which is to strengthen mental health and resilience in the community. So really, if you look at each of these large goals, they will be broken down into smaller goals that will all lead to accomplishing the larger goal. So it will be broken down into smaller parts to hopefully keep people engaged and wanting to move forward and not being overwhelmed and giving up.
Sure.
We don't want that. Yeah.
Sure. Gina, with your work in the Omaha VA, I assume you work with folks that live in metro area, folks that live out in the rural areas. Are the challenges any different depending upon where people are located? Is it just about finding and being able to provide the services folks need?
You know, there are definite challenges once you get into the more rural areas of not only Iowa, but also Nebraska, because we cover the bulk of Nebraska also. And that is because there are less service options. So there are less supported services in more rural communities. And that makes it a challenge. But it also creates a catalyst for more, how do we put it, thinking outside the box kind of mentality of how can we solve this issue on a shoestring budget and maybe identify agencies that no one would think they provide that type of care, but learning, yes, they very much do. So in rural communities, a lot of time agencies and service providers wear a lot of hats because they have to. And I would say that's the biggest difference between a more urban versus a rural community in Iowa or Nebraska.
Of course, when you talk about awareness of the services that are available, that's a big part of it, too. Some folks sometimes live in a small rural area and just assume there are the services aren't available locally.
Exactly. Yes, very much so. And that's another thing we'll work on is to bring more community awareness to what services there are and compile a comprehensive list, you know, of all the services in regards to mental health and mental wellness for the county.
Can you talk a little bit about what would be expected? Because the purpose of our visit here today is to let folks know that the coalition, A, exists, and B, that you're always looking for more input if folks would like to serve or to be a part of that. So what would be expected of someone if they were to look at doing this, and who should want to be involved?
We, what you can kind of expect is we do meet monthly, and we meet for an hour. And in that hour, we have a specific agenda, and then we go through, and then there might be certain things that need to be accomplished before the next meeting that might be assigned to somebody. So really, you're talking about, as a coalition member, you're talking about a 1 to 3 hour commitment a month. And really, we need everybody because this is a community coalition, so we want a good representation of the community. And that way, we'll better understand the needs of the community and work towards creating interventions that will work. So that's kind of what we're looking for.
Yeah, it makes sense for someone who has, you know, your day job, doing what you do for a living. It makes sense right. In your profession to want to be involved in something like this. But you don't necessarily have to be directly involved in, you know, in mental health, suicide prevention, these types of things. It's just having an interest, and that could be because your life has been touched by it somehow.
Exactly. You know, yeah, she could have your own lived experience, and that certainly is going to usually create a passion for the topic. And the other thing is, you know, we have lots of areas such as the schools, law enforcement, EMS services, you know, neighbors, you know, that are all impacted by a crisis situation when it occurs. And so you may not be directly impacted within your own family, but there's a good chance that you have been impacted in some way by a suicide crisis that has occurred in your circle. So, and even if you haven't, even if you're just about wanting to make sure that, you know, people have healthy options and have everything they need to make good decisions and be mentally well, that's okay too. That works too.
Well, mental health services, mental health awareness, it's been around for a very long time. I mean, we've been talking about it for a long, long time. But unlike some things that are kind of set in stone, how you treat certain things, this continues to evolve, doesn't it?
Yes, very much so. And I think that, like I said before, I think when we think about solutions, the ability to be able to think outside the box or really to focus on that one individual and what we can do to, you know, increase their mental wellness and resilience is very important. And it will, I feel like it will ever be evolving. We just need to catch up a little bit, especially when we talk about stigma in communities. That's a huge barrier to help seeking behavior. And how we talk about suicide and mental health, also vitally important to reduce that stigma. So we have a long way to go, but, you know, the work will never be fully caught up because it will continue to evolve ahead of us. We just have to keep working at it.
Yep. There aren't necessarily always right or wrong answers, but having the conversation is a good thing. And that's what the coalition is for. And if folks might be interested in this, because, you know, a lot of times during the holidays, we focus on mental well-being because we get together with folks. We have certain stressors that happen during the holiday season we might not face at other times. People are going through different things in their lives. So, you know, if we're thinking about those kinds of issues and maybe we want to be part of a bigger plan in helping the local area, this might be a way to be able to be in on that conversation. So, Gina, how would they go about being in more involved?
Well, the coalition meets on the third Thursday of every month at 10:30 a.m. We meet at the Griswold Community Center. And they can just come to the meeting. They don't have to RSVP or anything. They can just come to the meeting. If they would like more information, they can reach out to the coalition's email address, which is ccc4mw@gmail.com and get information about the meetings that way also.
All right. Very good. Easy to get involved in the conversation. Gina Moulis has been with us here this morning talking about the Cass County Coalition for Mental Wellness. If that's something you'd like to be involved in, then stop on by and see if there's a seat for you at the table. Gina, thank you so much.
Thank you.